Really?
Take some kind of encouragement and being able to finish games kind of strong and score when it's important to?
Yeah. You know, like you said, obviously some of those games haven't turned out the way that we had hoped, but, you know, the fact that we have been able, you know, to move the ball down the field and score late in the game, I think that's a definite positive, and, you know, hopefully that's something we can build on, but, you know, hopefully we can find a way to do that, you know, before the last couple minutes of the game, too.
What are you kind of seeing in the it's still in like kind of the goal line short yardage situations that's making it tough on you guys?
You know, I think a lot of it just comes down to execution. You know, we've just got to be better. You know, we've got to be cleaner. You know, when we get in those critical situations, you know, it's something that, you know, the past couple weeks we've talked about. You know, I think we've been better in the short yardage situations. Obviously, last week, you know, we weren't great on the goal line, but, you know, I think. You know, we've just got to be better, and we've got to go out there and execute the plays, you know, that we have.
Sam, after you had that great start and then we're losing some games, is this team still mentally coming out of that and kind of learning to be good again and learning to win again at all? Or?
You know, I think obviously we went through a stretch there where, you know, it was tough and, you know, we lost some games. But, you know, I think if you look at, you know, last week and the way we came out, the way we played on the road, you know, I think that's the type of football that we know we can play. You know, obviously, you know, like you said, we started out the season hot. You know, we won 5 in a row. You know, we still believe that we're that same team. And we're just looking to build off what we did last week, you know, and try to, you know, start a streak, you know, like we had early in the year.
Sam, what do you think the challenges are to, like, integrating, say, if Adrian comes back, integrating him back into an offense that changed so much after he went out?
Obviously it's a little bit different than, you know, the first couple weeks of the season, but, you know, Adrian's a great player, and, you know, I'm sure he'll be able to adjust, but, you know, also, you know, probably just finding things that obviously he's comfortable with, runs that, you know, he likes, you know, that they've had success with in the past. So, you know, probably a good balance of things that this offense had done with Adrian, then obviously some of the things that we've incorporated without him.
How challenging is that when you're just you might have to win out? I mean, there's not time for experimenting.
I mean, I think any chance you get to add Adrian Peterson back to your lineup, I think it's a positive. So I think we'll definitely take him back in the lineup, regardless of, you know, if it adds any challenges or not.
Sam, is there just kind of an emotional lift if you see him back out of practice? I mean, kind of with you guys again?
Yeah, I think so. You know, obviously it was great to see him, you know, out here in the walkthrough today. You know, I think he's just one of those guys. You know, he's been a leader on this team. You know, obviously he's, you know, one of the best players in this league, and he has been for quite some time. So I think just having him back out of practice in the huddle, I think it's a definite lift to our guys.
You've had some success with the pocket, moving in the pocket and moving outside the pocket.
Yeah, you know, I think some of it's just, you know, opportunities have presented themselves in the past couple of weeks, whether it, you know, be to move around the pocket or escape. And then, you know, it might be something that, you know, I've thought a little bit about, you know, as the season's gone along, about, you know, when the opportunities do present themselves, you know, to try to move around and to try to make some plays.
Sam, you talk about the lift that it gives. Any thoughts on, like, the league maybe letting more guys come back from injured reserve? I know you've had, you know, you've been on injured reserve. You just kind of wonder why, you know, they went with the one player now. Would it help teams if
you
just do more than one?
I really don't want to get into that because, I mean, it really doesn't matter what I think. You know, obviously from the player side, though, you know, you would love to have the opportunity, you know, if someone does get hurt, you know, for them to be able to come back and play if they are healthy by the end of the year.
You mentioned moving the pocket a little bit and just thinking, was that kind of, were you just trying to think about other ways as things weren't going right to try some different things? And was that a conscious effort on your part to be, I guess, use a little bit more of that in the game plan?
Yeah, I think it was just, like I said, I think opportunities in the past have just kind of presented themselves in the past couple of weeks. I think they've just shown up, you know, and I've just reacted to those situations. You know, but at the same time, you know, I think any time that, you know, I can extend plays with my feet and allow those guys on the outside, you know, to create a scramble drill or, you know, to get outside the pocket and pick up yards on the ground, you know, I think it's a definite positive for us.
Kind of a difference you think it'll make if you have him out there, you know, the way defenses approach you guys?
You know, I'm not sure, to be honest. You know, obviously when he's back out there, though, you know, you would assume that you're going to get, you know, a lot more attention in the run game, you know, probably some heavy eight-man boxes, you know, trying to stop him and trying to take away the run game.
What offensive line seemed to do a better job in protection last week? Why do you think that was?
Man, those guys played great last week. You know, they went out there and they just, you know, they blocked their butts off. And, you know, both in the run game and the pass game, you know, I thought they did a great job, and I couldn't be more proud of those guys, you know. Obviously, last week when Fusco goes down, Karen comes in, steps up, plays really well. You know, those guys did a great job last week, and, you know, look for them to do the same this week.
Anything that you guys did differently schematically to help them out?
No. I mean, they just went out there and played great.
Last couple?
Did you get a chance to see, obviously you did, Jerick's blitz pickup?
I did. Yeah, I mean, obviously it was a great pickup. You know, anytime someone's coming, you know, up the middle like that with as much speed as he was, you know, for Jerick to step up, you know, and make that pickup, you know, that's really what allowed the play to happen. All right.